I want more of God. I really want more of God. I want God to stir me. I want God to use me. I want God to develop in me what is necessary to bring him honor, to bring him glory, to bring him praise. Not only in the church service, not only when we are gathered as believers, but I want it to be in such a way that I'm bringing glory to my God when I am in the community, when I'm at home, when I'm mowing my grass, when I am communicating with others. Because my desire is to be about my Father's business. I hope that's your desire. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah night is coming. So, ladies, we need you guys to get together and help us get the plans together. We need people with some great ideas for games and evening of fun and activity. So, we need you all to get together. You all love to text and Facebook. You could Facebook and make a time, or text and make a time and get together so we could get it going, because it's going to get here before we know it. Before we know it. But we're still in Colossians chapter 1. We're still in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. There's like a new show I like. It's called American Ninja Warrior. Yeah. It's a new show I like. I was watching it last night. And it's where you go through all these obstacles. And there is these challenges as you have to swing on ropes and run on boards and show the strength you have, upper body strength and all of that. And I thought it was pretty unique. I wouldn't go for it because I know I don't got what it takes. But I've seen a few people as the game goes on, and they would tell them what they did the last time and if they went through the course before. And there's one young man, I can't remember his name, but they talk him up pretty good. In fact, they were expecting him to do the course, and because of his confidence, because he believed he had this thing, what they call it when you're confident, you had it down. He could do it in his sleep. You know that kind of thing? You know what? After about 4 steps on the course, he went down. And I thought to myself, the scripture is so true. Be careful. Yeah. Pride comes before the fall. And it says, be careful when you think you're standing, lest you fall. Lest you fall. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 9 to 11. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to the glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. With joyfulness. The first thing I thought of is, I always go, how shall we pray? How shall we pray? You know, many of us this morning, I don't know if you are a prayer warrior. I don't know if you spend a lot of time on your knees before God. And when I say on your knees, I don't mean literally on your knees. I mean time in prayer. All right? And sometimes we don't pray because we don't know how to pray. Now, if you look in this chapter, it has a great example of how to pray. Now, I hope that you all, as believers at Shalom Christian Fellowship, is praying for this church. I hope you're praying for this church. I hope that you're praying for the members of this church by name. But then you say, how do I pray? How shall I pray for Shalom? How shall I pray for members of this church? I believe that you should pray your desire. You should pray your desire. Verse 9 said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire. What do you desire Shalom Christian Fellowship to be like 3 years from now? What do you desire your brother and sister in Christ to be walking like 3 or 4 years from now? If we would pray the desire that we want to see happen at Shalom Christian Fellowship, we may have some changes around here. Some of us desire for Shalom Christian Fellowship to be operating in signs and wonders. Some of us is desiring that at Shalom Christian Fellowship, when somebody is sick and they call for the elders, they get healed. Some of us are desiring that at Shalom Christian Fellowship, we're going to have such an outreach that people who come through that door don't leave the same way. Some of us are desiring that people who come through this door will get trained up and leave to go serve the Lord. Are you praying it? An easy way to pray is to pray your desire. Your godly desire. I wish you all would pray this prayer for me. What do you desire God to do? Pray it. Paul said, I pray because what he desire, that they might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He prayed that they will be filled with knowledge. And in that verse, there's three things. The knowledge of God's will, in all wisdom, and in all spiritual understanding. The first thing we notice here, it's not about your will. If you notice, when we discussed the first three verses, Paul said, I am an apostle according to the will of what? Of God. So he is praying, their first prayer is that they will be have the knowledge of God's will. You know, I have my will. I have things I want. But I hope that you are praying that I don't do what I want. That I don't do just what I desire. I hope you are praying that your pastor does the will of God according to the knowledge of the will of God. Genesis 2 verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. In the day that thou eatest, therefore thou shalt surely die. What is God's will? When God created man and placed them in the garden, God gave them his will. My will for you is that you can take of anything in the garden. My will for you is for you to dress it, to keep it, and to eat all of the fruit except for one. That's my will. God has a will for us. He wants us to abide by his will, but guess what happens? Genesis 3:6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat. Listen about desire. God already says what his will is. God already revealed it to you according to his will. But here comes our will. She desired to be wise, turning from the knowledge of his will to what she desired. Her will, her desire. Not every desire we have is the will of God for us. I say that again. Not every desire of God, we have is the will of God. See, God already gave them the knowledge. They knew. It's not that they didn't know. It's just like us today. God gives us his word. We already know what the knowledge of God's will is. It's plain. But come alongside, we have also our will. We want things that it shouldn't be ours. We have knowledge that it's not God's will. But what do? We fulfill our will above God's will. And Paul is saying, there's teachings that is in around you. There's doctrines you're going to hear, and it's not going to be according to the will of God. And you, I am praying that you will have the knowledge of the will of God. How do we get that knowledge? How can we know the will of God? Through the Holy Scriptures. It is sad today that many Christians spend little time knowing God's will. It is sad. Little time knowing God's will. Are you spending time in the Scriptures? Are you? Are you getting to know what the will of God is? My prayer this morning is that you will know the will of God. That you will have the knowledge of the will of God. You know, as we look at this text, if you go back to the first three verses, or the first eight verses, Paul says, you have a tangible evidence of your faith. When I look at your faith, I see faith, I see hope, I see love. You know what? We can get to the place when somebody says to us, man, I love the God I see in you, that you could think that you have reach. You reach. You could think that. You can think, I got it down. But even though Paul says, what I have seen in you, what I've heard of you, I am thankful for, he's still saying, I am praying for you. What he is saying is that we always have to continue to know the will of God. As we said this morning, be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall. Be careful. You cannot take it for granted. You can't believe, you can't get to the place because, you know, I have conquered this sin. You see the sin in my life? I've conquered it. I'm okay now. This could never get me again. I've got it down. Guess what? That's what that, what's the show again? American Ninja. That's what that that ninja was saying. I've conquered this before. He says, I've got it down. I've been this way before. And guess what? Because he believed that he got it, he didn't make it too far. We still need God. In all wisdom. He says he wants them to know the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom comes from God. The only way we can have godly wisdom is to be transformed by the power of God. That's the only way we could have godly wisdom. The only way we can understand the knowledge of God as we get into the Scriptures is to be transformed by the power of God. There's no other way. And this morning, most of us here this morning have come to the place in our lives that we realize that we have offended God, that we realize that we are not living for God, and that God died for our sins, and we got to that place and we repented of our sins, and we have been transformed by the power of God. Therefore, we are able to understand the wisdom of God. You know, it was Solomon. Solomon started off his journey very well. I don't know if I could have asked the same things that Solomon would have asked. Because even today, if God appears to many of us today, and he asks, what would you have me do for you? Some people say, I want my body healed. Some people will say, I need to have financial freedom. Some people will say, I need, Lord, a nice house. I don't know what he say. Most of us would not say, God, give me wisdom. Most of us wouldn't say that. Give me wisdom. Well, that's what Solomon did, and that's what God gave him. But is that enough? Is it enough to know the will of God, the knowledge of the will of God? You know, if it was enough to just know what the will of God is, I'd have been doing very good today. I'd have been walking according in everything I do. I'd be walking according to the will of God. I would not be a slave to anything else but a slave to righteousness. I'd be doing, if that's all it took. If all it took was for me to be redeemed and set free by the blood of Christ, for me to walk righteously and holy and do the things that God called me to do, if that's all it took today, I would be doing fine. But what we need the Holy Spirit. It is through the Holy Spirit that we live according to the will of God. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things the Father had are mine. Therefore, say I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit, it's King James. The Holy Spirit is the one who is going to lead you and guide you into all truth. You know that I am thankful that God fills us up with his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who reveals to us and help us to understand the truths of the Scriptures. When we come to Christ, our spirit is made anew. He says that part that has been dead has now come to life. The Spirit of God is now brought back to life in us. But you know, it's just not enough. The Bible says that we should walk by the Spirit. And we what? We will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When we are believers that... Now, this is a prayer. Remember, I'm preaching the prayer. He says, I desire that you will what? Have the knowledge of his will in wisdom. The wisdom that comes through the Holy Spirit, through the rebirth that Christ gives to you when you come to him on the day that you surrender all. When you do that, changes will take place. What will happen? Verse 10. That he may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. first scripture that came to mind when I read that is the, I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Guess what's going to happen? If you are following these things, not only following, but if you are praying for one another, and I believe this is the type of prayer God desires. This is not, what they call it, prayers that just goes nowhere. It says, in the scriptures, it says, your prayers are not answering because you are praying amiss. So guess what? If we are praying the scriptures, we are praying according to the desires of God. All right? And what it does, it produces life. That we would walk, how? Pleasing to the Lord. How do we walk pleasing to the Lord? Does that mean that we never, ever sin? I believe to walk pleasing to the Lord is to always have a desire in you to please God. To always have a desire in you to please God. When you have a desire in you to please God, you will become fruitful. John chapter 15 verse 4, I don't know if I have it up there or not, it says, abide in the vine, and if the vine abides in you, what will happen? You will what? You will bear fruit. See, what this is saying to me is, I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to do with it at all. It all is comes through the power of God. My part, I have to abide in Christ and let Christ abide in me. And if that is happening, I will bear fruit. What is bearing fruit? What is bearing fruit? Let's go back up. Paul says, I see tangible evidence of your salvation because I see your faith. I see your hope. I see your love. That's fruit. See, sometimes we think fruit is all these gifts that are manifest in the church. That really isn't fruit. Now, what's fruit? Fruit is when Jesus Christ, for a lack of a better word, is oozing out of me. That's fruit. You know, back in Trinidad, we had a plant. I can't remember what the name of it is. But my grandmother, when we had certain kind of illness, she would send us to get this plant. And when you cut it, the drippings from it would be kind of red. It would be kind of red. Guess what? When we abide in the vine, and the vine abides in you, the substance that comes out is going to represent the power of the blood in you. You know, I've been praying all this week, Lord, I want to abide in you. I want my life to be so changed that when I preach, when I teach, when I counsel, when I visit, that Christ is seen in me. Now, I don't know if we should pray this way. In fact, Ed met a friend of mine. He was doing your septic. and he was the one I told you about that he went to hunt. He usually never take anybody hunting with him. And this time he took somebody. And at 25 feet in the air, putting up his stand, he stepped on a branch. And he and the branch came down. And I saw him yesterday. And he said, he asked the Lord, Holy Spirit, you couldn't tell me that branch would break? You know, he says he's asking God all these things. Couldn't you reveal it to me? And I said to him, all things work together for good. I said, God is teaching you something. Sometimes we can't see it. And this is what I told him. My prayer these days when I ask God, like these things to change me, to make me, I say to God, I don't want tragedy to help me to do that. I don't want sickness and pain to help me to do that. I want to get so in love with God and so want to know about my God, and so want to know His truth and His truth be revealed to me, and to spend time with my God, that I am changed and I am not in a place where God has to get my attention through sickness and pain. I pray that. That's my prayer. I want to walk worthy of the Lord. Do you? I don't want to wait for something so it gets my attention. I don't want to do that. But some of us do. We wait. When we have everything that is required to bring about the change in our lives. We have prayer. We have His word that shows His will. We have wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives. We have it. But when we refuse to use it, God has to use another method to get your attention. Because He knows that's the only way you're going to listen. Fruitful. Increasing in knowledge. There it goes again. Increasing in knowledge. Knowledge doesn't stop. Increasing in knowledge. You know, I'm reading the Bible. By the end of this year, I'll finish the Bible again in 3 years. Took me 3 years this time. Didn't go as fast, but I'll be finishing it this year, the Bible. And it's amazing how this is probably my third or fourth time doing it, going through it. And it's amazing how some of the things I see now, I didn't see the last three times I read it. You know, I could have read it one time. You know how you get a nice book and you read it one time? And some of you would even read it twice if it's a really good book. And I could have read it the second time and say, well, I got it. I've got the knowledge that this have because I've read it three times. But guess what? I'm going through it the fourth time. And there is things in there that I never saw before. I don't understand it. Why? Because God wants us to be increasing in knowledge. We think because we read the Word of God, because we read through it once, it's okay. Now I could just, you know, kind of relax. That's a wrong way to think. God wants you to be increasing in knowledge. If you never read through the Bible from cover to cover, shame on you. You better put it on your calendar and start today. You don't have to do it like many people who read it through in a year. In fact, when I started this last time, my hope was a year. Guess what? This is year number 3 since I started. I'm going to finish this year. I may not be as quick as David or Carol or Jennifer, but guess what? I'm doing it at the speed that I can do it at, but I'm doing it. Increasing in knowledge. Some of you are not increasing in knowledge because you're not going to the God's Word and spending time there. And you're not going to increase very much if all you're doing when you spend time in the Word of God is pick this scripture and pick this one and pick this one. It's time to grow up and read it from the back to the front, from the front to the back. This year, these last 3 years, I was doing it for the first time chronologically. Because I know some of you have a nice mind. You don't have to read it chronologically and you could place every event as it goes together. I can't do that. Reading it chronologically gave me a better idea of when things happen and who was there when those things happen. And I have a better idea. But I don't have it all together because guess what? When I finish this year, I'm going to start again. Hopefully take me 2 years next time. But I'm going to start again. Why? Because I realize if there was so much stuff I missed the last 3 times, I am pretty sure there's something I missed this time. Are you willing to be increasing in the knowledge of the will of God? I challenge you. It'll change your life. I challenge you to spend time, to make it a goal, to read through the whole Word of God. Now, there's times when I'm feeling down, or I do something I shouldn't do, and I read the scriptures like, created me a clean heart, O God. Or I read the scriptures that when I'm being tempted, there's no temptation taking me but such that is coming to man. Or there's times I read, if God is for me, who can be against me? There's times I do that. There's times because of how I'm feeling, because of what I'm going through, because what I think at that time the Spirit probably speaks to me and I read a different. There's times I do that. But I go right back to where I left off the next time and continue my journey through the Word of God. Increasing in knowledge. All right. He said, and strengthen with all might. And strengthen. Now, you would think, like I thought, that if I am doing everything the Word of God tells me to do, I'm spending time in the Word. The Holy Spirit is revealing things to me every time I read the Word. I feel strong in the Lord. I'm walking in the Spirit and I'm not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. You would think that everything is okay. Nothing is going to come my way. I've got it. Guess what? It's not like that. It's not like that. It says, verse 11, that you will be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joy. Not a prayer. You could always pray that God would strengthen me. Always. You could always pray that God will strengthen this church. You could always pray for anybody in this church and say, God, strengthen them. We need the strength of God in our lives. Because as believers, the Bible tells us, if they treated Christ that way, it's also going to come our way. So we're going to need strength. I don't like these words. These are words I don't like. And you could tell that by how I pray when I ask God to teach me stuff. I tell him, I don't want the pain. I don't want disaster. I don't want a broken leg. What I want is to get it. All right? But he says here that we would be strengthened. Well, how? Unto all patience. Help me, Jesus. When you hear that word, what do you think of? Trials. Things I don't like and don't enjoy. Because if I like them and I enjoy them, I don't need to have patience for them. Right? Do you need patience to do the stuff you like? Zachary, do you need patience to hang out with Esther there? Sometimes? Not as much until after the marriage. Guess what? Patience says that we're going to go through stuff we don't like. And we're going to need God's strength to do it. Have you been going through some stuff you didn't like this week? In the workplace? In the home? Between brother and sister? Husband and wife? Guess what? God can give you the strength. In patience. The other one it says, word I don't like, unto all long suffering. Help me, Jesus. I don't know if any of you ever had some severe pain. Most of the ladies here probably had some good pain, especially if they had children. They got some pain. I don't like pain. I've had a few kidney stones, and I didn't like them at all. The first time, I suffered short. I woke Jill up, and I said, take me to the emergency room now. The second time, I suffered through it because I realized it wasn't going to kill me. I suffered through it. I even keep some of my pills back in case it comes back. Long suffering means that it may not end right away. You may be going through something that's not going to end right away. You may be facing something that you want to be gone and gone now. But you need the strength of God so that you can be long suffering for God. How can we be long suffering for God? How can we be long suffering? It's doing what's right in the spite of the pain. For how long it takes for victory to come. You know, we are a generation that we want victory and we want it now. But sometimes, to glorify God, we got to be long-suffering. And this is the one I definitely don't like. We're going to do all of this with what? Joyfulness. How can you be patient? I've been telling this child of mine this for how long? Long suffering. It's been 6 months I've been on his case. And I'm about to get to blow my top and be a little bit ungodly. Isn't that what happens? When long suffering can't suffer anymore, don't we get a little ungodly? Come on now. Am I the only one? But what's the prayer? That they would have strength so that they can be patient and long suffering with joyfulness. Help us, Lord, according to his glorious power. See, we always going back to everything in our lives, we need God. We need God so that we can be strengthened, so that we could be patient and long-suffering with joy. You cannot be patient and long-suffering without the power of God in your life. I'll say this and we'll close. Some of us want to be able not to blow our top very easily and become ungodly. Or some of us want to be able to keep our composure and be godly in all our responses and all that we do. But we spend no time knowing the will of God. We spend no time praying. We spend no time reading his word. We spend no time seeking his face. But yet we expect that when the things come our way, we can be long-suffering and patience with joy. It's not going to happen. I could tell you right now, it's not going to happen. Why? Because we have to abide in the vine so that we could bring forth the kind of fruit that we want to see in our lives, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let's pray.